Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the cattle inventory update. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Josh Maples, Mississippi State University Extension Economist. So, Dr. Maples, what is the update on the cattle inventory?
Hi, Amy. The January 1st USDA cattle report was released about 2 weeks ago, and it's really the most comprehensive inventory report that we get for state-by-state inventories. It provides us with the best snapshot of the beef cattle industry over time, and it really just allows us to better understand what's going on at a national level for supplies, as well as here in Mississippi.
Let's look at the national level first. What stood out there?
Yeah, so the report showed an estimated about 0.5% growth in all cattle and calves for a total of 94.8 million head in the U.S. on January 1st. So this report was mostly the expected mix of slight growth, but also hints of lower growth in the future. So a larger calf crop in 2018 implies beef production will again be higher in 2019 and likely into 2020, but the cow and heifer numbers point towards smaller increases in calf crops in the future.
So how about the number of calves born last year? Was it larger?
So it was larger. The U.S. calf crop estimate of 36.4 million head, that was about 640,000 more in 2018 than in 2017. So this is about a 2% increase. But this was the fourth consecutive year of calf crop increases.
You mentioned cow and heifer numbers. What's the story there?
Yeah, so the inventory of beef cows was 31.8 million head, which was up about 1%. However, the number of beef replacement heifers was down 3% from January 1st, 2018, at 5.9 million head. So this left beef replacement heifers at about 19% of the total beef cow herd, which is the lowest level since 2013, but we're still above herd contraction levels. So only four of the top 25 states showed year-over-year increases in the number of heifers for beef replacement. So it's likely that we're near the end of the herd growth phase of the cattle cycle, though it's worth noting that there's not yet clear evidence of entering a contraction phase as calf prices remain at profitable levels. A shift in higher prices could push more expansion, while lower prices in 2019 could lead to some contraction.
Let's shift to Mississippi specifically. How many cows and how do we rank?
Mississippi ranks 26th for the number of beef cows that have calved at 477,000. This was down about 24,000 head from a year ago, and we had the largest percent year-over-year decrease of any state with more than 15,000 beef cows. So that sounds bad until you consider that the 2018 report showed that Mississippi had one of the largest percentage increases when compared to 2017. So if you consider all cows and calves, the total is about 900,000 head in Mississippi.
Now, Mississippi saw one of the largest decreases in beef cow herd. Is that a trend?
I really don't think so. I suspect some sampling error comes into play here, which is not unusual. I just don't see much evidence for a 5% growth during 2017, followed up by a 5% contraction in 2018. So if we look over the past 12 years, the lowest Mississippi beef cow inventory year was about 468,000 head in 2015. The highest total was 503,000 in 2010. So the difference between those two is only about 35,000 head. So if we look at the longer trend, steady is the term that I would use for Mississippi beef cow numbers.
So what is the primary takeaway from this new information?
Yeah, these inventory responses generally line up with market performance over the past 2 years. Prices have been strong enough for nearly flat or some slow expansion, but not high enough for the rapid expansion that we saw just a few years back. So we're not yet talking about herd contraction, but we're unlikely to see large calf crop increases in the next few years without large and sustained price rally. So if we look ahead, the lack of continued large supply increases should take some pressure off of calf prices in the coming years.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Josh Maples, Mississippi State University Extension Economist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.